We are here with DD Myers from DDJ Myers. How are you?
Happy to be here.
Good. I'm happy to be here too. And I'm happy you're here.
All right, let's go.
Hey, it's my last interview of the day, so I'm really excited.
You saved the best for last.
Of course, of course. Okay. We planned it that way.
Happy to be here.
All righty. So, hey, speaking of here, what are you hearing at the show? I mean, what are you guys talking about here?
Yeah, we're talking about leadership from a board perspective and a CEO perspective. Mm-hmm. And what's really exciting topic is how do the board and CEO get along? And maybe not get along.
Yeah.
And what's behind the scenes that the board's not paying attention to? What are their blind spots? What does the CEO want and not able to ask?
Mm-hmm.
And what the hidden gems are.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I talked to Peter earlier, and you guys are presenting four times.
Is that it? Yeah, I guess.
Is that all?
This week.
Yeah, this week. So let's talk about CEO succession planning. What is happening in the market today?
Yeah, cool. A lot of that going on. I think even today we heard about three or four new potential CEO searches. One is a credit union worked on an internal candidate for a year and a half,
mm-hmm.
Who's supposed to take over in 6 months, and found out 2 days ago that the guy doesn't want the job.
Okay.
Yeah, and so the CEO is walking off. We have some long-term CEOs, 25, 30 years, starting to leave, and that's then we have boards who have never hired a CEO before.
Okay.
So what our philosophy is, not come in and just put a body in the job, but come in and work with the board, mm-hmm. develop a philosophy, a methodology, mm-hmm. you know, something structured that's going to have sustainability.
Okay.
So a lot of that. So it's a lot of board education, mm-hmm. on how to have a search, make it strategic, and do the right thing. Get the information they need to make the right decision.
Yeah, it's an uber hot topic right
uber
now.
Hot it is, yeah. Yeah. And even Uber's changing, right?
They're changing like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Nutty. Even their logo's changed. But anyway, we digress.
Easily.
Exactly. Okay, a little statistic that Peter provided me earlier. 10,000 people turn 65 every day.
Yeah.
How does this affect our industry?
Yeah, one of my fears, just to be blunt, is one of my fears is there's this intellectual capital just leaving. And we've not done a good job of leaving behind what's important to the next generation of leaders. The CEOs are just leaving. My request is, or an invitation is, to ask boards of directors to look at their CEOs who are leaving, and what do they need to keep in the organization.
Yeah.
So keep that organization intellectual capital, because we're getting the baby boomers going, we're getting the millennials coming up,
mm-hmm.
and there's a big gap in leadership.
Yeah.
Huge gap.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
So what do we do about it? Do we introduce mentorship programs, which I just spoke with Troy Hall from South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Absolutely.
They have a really cool mentorship program going. Is that one of the keys?
Mentorship is really good in teaching outgoing CEOs how to mentor effectively,
mm-hmm.
how to work and be of service to the mentee. Our Emerging Leader Program is, I think, in its seventh cohort. It's going great. We also highly recommend 6 to 12 months of onboarding when a new CEO is on the job.
Yeah.
Is not take things for granted, but meet with the chair at least 3 hours a month. We sit and help facilitate the first few of those, and that really helps them go. So a lot of cross-fertilization of knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the second part of that question, some huge blind spots. What do we think we know that we don't know? Something like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, obviously there's some blind spots since you said there's a gap.
There's
so what do we do?
Yeah, so...
How do we open our eyes?
Good. Well, we... it's called a defining moment. Sometimes we need a defining moment that helps us leave behind what's not going to help us in the future.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we do is appropriately challenge a board on where their blind spots are. And I think sometimes we get, you know, well, we do this assessment and most of the boards show up as being entrenched. They self-assess, we're an entrenched board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the way we do it. We're always going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are appropriately challenged to look at, like, what's the future like if you keep doing things this way?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of low-hanging fruit out there. You know, one of the biggest things is if we want to be more strategic, look at our agenda. When we want to be more strategic and more beneficial, just look at our language in the boardroom. If we start saying, oh, that won't work, or we tried that, that's a sign the CEO is going to get discouraged,
yeah.
and that's going to make it harder for the next CEO. You know,
goodness.
Well, one of the questions external candidates ask is, tell me about the board. Are they a board that I can partner with?
Yeah, that's huge.
And when the board is interviewing, one of the questions I say that you should ask this question, under what condition would you not take this job?
Oh.
And some boards go, why should we ask that question? I go, ask it. You'll
yeah.
be surprised.
Yeah.
The answer is, 99% of the time, is if I feel like you're not a strategic board or you're going to hamper my ability to lead the organization, mm-hmm. I'm going to decline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
It's great to be open like that. Mm-hmm. Transparency works.
It does. It does. Mm-hmm. It's also very scary.
A little bit, but you know, sometimes you got to do it.
Absolutely.
All
Absolutely.
Right, Dee Dee. All right, to wrap up here. Why am I even looking at my paper? There's nothing on it.
You can pretend.
I can pretend, yeah. What's your mission here? What do you want to accomplish? What are your goals for the show?
Yeah, my goals for the show is to, one is to have boards walk away, members of the boards walk away saying, what questions are we not asking? Mm-hmm. Where are our blind spots? Yeah. And number two is to have CEOs have a richer dialogue with their boards. Mm-hmm. And we actually are given tools for that. Here's how you can start it. Mm-hmm. So I think when that happens, as an industry, we're safer, we're more sustainable, and it'll increase innovation. Yeah. I think we need to dial up our futuristic thinking, and by asking provocative questions, that'll happen.
Beautiful. Great message to end on. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the coolest and sharpest ladies in the credit union industry, Dee Dee Myers. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.